You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, for those of you who are pushing your kids and grandkids to join the spelling bee, keep in mind, these guys are going to have to know definitions now. And some of these words are pretty difficult. All right, so you may want to think twice because your kid's going to turn around and smack you. Speaking of smacking, I guess some of these robots in robotic surgeries, FDA is now looking at them because some of them have been tied to some artery nicking and patient death. One even smacked a patient while she was getting her hysterectomy. So we're going to be talking about robotic surgeries. Also, those of you that love your potato chips, you may want to think twice. One study is saying that eating a pack of potato chips, like a bag, right, is like drinking 5 liters of cooking oil a year. That's kind of a lot, okay? And we love our potato chips. I love French onion dip. I love potato chips with ridges. I don't eat it. Maybe probably once a year I'll get my potato chips and French onion dip, which is probably why I like football so much, because the only time I eat chips and dip is football. But, okay, yeah, right? IUDs in teenagers. They're saying we can now use IUDs for teens. If it's too difficult for them to take the birth control pill and they're getting pregnant anyway, maybe we could put in an IUD. I say not so fast. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Now, in the previous hour, we didn't get to this. Apparently, there is an origami condom. Small business in California called Origami Condoms is, I guess, working on a new type of condom modeled after the Japanese art of paper folding. And it has won the approval of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for being the only design to radically change the condom. Now, remember, Bill and Melinda Gates wants us to come up with a condom that, and they would, you know, give money towards that we could use to help fight AIDS and make it comfortable enough for people to use. So why not origami? All right, my guess is it's not made of paper, because otherwise you get a whole bunch of paper cuts. Okay? Origami's condom design has condoms folded up rather than the rolled up ones. Okay? I don't know if you've ever seen a condom, but it's kind of rolled up, right? And then you have to unroll it, and then the jelly gets all over you, and it's kind of, yeah. Okay? Now, this is supposed to be, it's actually very pretty. You know what it looks like? It looks like, you know, your nuts and your bolts. Okay? It looks like the bolt, right? The bolt is the long thing, and then the nut goes at the end. It looks like one of those, except it's kind of clear. The unique design means both participants will experience a lot more sensation during sex, according to the condom's creator, Daddy Resnick. His company, based in Marina Del Rey, has already captured the attention of sexual health proponents and major latex condom manufacturers who are interested in licensing the design. Okay, they've already made a big mistake. How many men want to wear something so dainty looking and feminine looking as an origami? I mean, it's a pretty condom. I'm going to tell you right now, it's pretty. Remember the whole pink condom design, how that one, you know, failed? And Trojan had to come up with the Trojan Gold, you know, with the black box. I don't know. It's been 20 years since we bought a pack of condoms, so I don't know what they look like anymore. Anyway, last month, Bill and Melinda Gates tried the condom. No. Last month, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation praised the new condom company as a leading innovator for sexual health on its blog. Boy, these are a lot of dirty words for radio. Blog, condom. Apparently, their blog post reads, Origami Condoms provides an excellent example of a private enterprise focused on new condom design to promote consistent use by emphasizing the sexual experience. You know what? I just got an idea, guys. Remember I was talking about Remember I was talking about yesterday, you know, when you suffer from something pretty traumatic, you could turn it around. And, you know, like, for example, a rape victim, one of my patients who was a victim of rape 10 years ago, still, you know, having trouble dealing with the day to day. I told her, you know, do you want to teach girls about prevention, teach girls about protection, tell girls your story? And she lit up and she was like, oh, my gosh, you know, that's something I could do. There's, you know, some good I could make from this horrible experience. Well, you know, some of you have kids. Or, you know, you have out of work sons or daughters and all they do is sit there and think about sex and all they do is sit there and watch porn. Maybe there's something that these people could do and put it to good use. Maybe they could come up with something that could be used in the bedroom safely, get it manufactured and become multimillionaires. I mean, you know, whenever we're trying to have, you know, trying to help somebody find a career, find something they're interested, you know, we go, okay, what are you interested in? Now, you know, they're not going to say sex, you know. I mean, some of them joke, they go sex. All right, but, you know, what are you interested in? Well, you know, video games and, you know. Yeah, all right, well then, you know, why don't you design a special chair? Why don't you design a mouse? Why don't you design a game? Oh, only the big people make it. Not always. I mean, look at eBay. Look at Pawn Stars. It's intelligent people coming up with phenomenal ideas. All right, look at the Dr. Dahlia show. Okay. But, you know, I mean, here we have, I mean, you know, here we're making jokes about this origami condom, but Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave them $100,000. All right? I mean, they are, you know, these guys are now, you know, going to be hooking up with manufacturers. Okay, origami condoms, they're still in clinical testing, may not be available for purchase until 2015, so you guys are going to have to hold off for a little bit longer, right, just keep it zipped. But, you know, I mean, what if, and now again, I'm not a business analyst, but I love helping people recreate their careers. I love helping give people ideas, even if my idea they don't go with, just to get them thinking. To start a business, to do something. And if you have somebody where all they do is think about sex, well, then fine, create a condom. Okay? Put some money to it. I mean, don't dive into the industry of porn or whatever, but, you know, then, you know, make some good use of your time. All right, guys, when we come back, IUDs and teens, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I apologize for so many of these stories related to sex. Let's just take a quick break from the whole sex thing and talk about the Mitch McConnell campaign. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell's reelection campaign has asked the feds now to get involved because somebody had recorded their private strategy sessions on how they would address their campaign against actress Ashley Judd. From what I understand, there were certain recordings discussing her interviews in which she admitted to quote-unquote losing it, being possibly unstable at times, and so they were discussing how to use that in the campaign. McConnell campaign manager Jesse Benton said Tuesday that the campaign is working with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Louisville to uncover who recovered a February 2nd meeting in Kentucky, which was attended by McConnell himself, and then was published earlier today by the liberal magazine Mother Jones. He has vehemently denied that anyone from his staff was responsible for the leak and now is pursuing a criminal investigation into the matter. You know, I don't know much about, taping and tapping, etc. You know, I know Mitt Romney's campaign had a huge bump in the road with the recording where he was talking about how 47% were going to vote for Obama. Everybody says that recording is what brought him down and that the bartender or the waiter gets credit for that. No, it wasn't. That recording isn't what brought Mitt Romney down. We've talked about politics. Mitt Romney had a very difficult time winning anyway. I mean, the people that wanted Mitt Romney to win were going to win. We're going to vote for him. The people that didn't like him weren't going to, you know, vote for him. All the polls had said that, you know, it was neck and neck. All right? And him discussing the polls saying, you know, look, the people that want Obama are going to want Obama. All right? I mean, I can't tell you how many strategists, Democratic strategists, Republican strategists say we got to work on people on the other side. So that's not what did him in. You know, what did him in is, you know, the economy or the economy was bad. The media made it sound like it was improving and that Obama was doing his job. And that if you're with Obama, we're going to just continually tax the rich and, everybody else that isn't rich is going to benefit. And, you know, for those of us that aren't rich, we still aren't seeing the benefits. And that's what happened in a nutshell. All right. But I don't know if anybody could criminally prosecute the waiter because it was in a public forum. In this particular case, these were some private conversations. And if somebody illegally taped, then I believe that could be then prosecuted. So I guess McConnell and a handful of aides were heard discussing opposition research against Ashley Judd when she was considering running. Judd eventually declined to challenge him. The aides were heard on tape discussing research into her background, including her mental health history and religion. So, McConnell's, you know, office and camp is going to fire back, which they should. I mean, it's ridiculous. I can understand, you know, I can understand if somebody is doing something illegal and you have the FBI doing what they need to do to uncover a nuclear plot, to uncover a terrorist plot, okay? All right, you have an enemy of the U.S., but people criminally trying to catch sound bites, right, of people privately or taking off their top. Or, what's the difference? What's the difference between you taping a phone call of a senator, okay, trying to catch him do something illegal, versus you trying to catch him take off his pants? Take him, you know, catch him with his pants down figuratively or literally. It's still sleazy. And from what I understand, he didn't even do anything illegal. All right, there should be repercussions. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So dealing with the repercussion of teen pregnancy, some researchers are saying, why don't we let these girls have IUDs? Now, the intrauterine devices got a bad rap back in the late 60s, early 70s. They moved. It had some issues with if the lady did become pregnant, it would deform the baby. It would increase your risk of STDs. So we had avoided IUDs for years until now. And IUDs are becoming in great favor. When I was in training, we weren't supposed to give IUDs to virgins because you needed the cervix open enough. I mean, a baby had to have come through if they had a vaginal delivery. And you didn't want to give it to somebody who was sexually active with multiple partners. You only wanted to give an IUD to a married mom in a monogamous relationship. Okay, so even though modern IUDs are safe, they're cost effective, could give anywhere from 5 to 10 years of birth control, I'm still a little nervous about the whole pelvic inflammatory disease. That could be a risk factor. The reason why an IUD puts you more at risk for an STD is because you have a string. Okay, in order for us to take the IUD out, we grab the string. It's easy. It's great. But that string can harbor bacteria. And bacteria like Trichomonas or Gardnerella or not Gardnerella. Well, Gardnerella we don't see as much of that. Like gonorrhea, chlamydia can climb right up that string and go right up into the uterine cavity. It's rare, but it can happen. So I was trained, don't give IUDs to anybody who could be sexually promiscuous. You give it to moms who are in a monogamous relationship that don't want to get pregnant. Okay, and their risk of STDs are low. So giving IUDs to kids, to me, is a little counterintuitive. Now, yes, we call the vagina a hostile environment, meaning there should be enough acid, there should be enough bacteria there to make the area less susceptible to an infection climbing up the cervix. But if kids are getting STDs and STDs are on the rise, that is not the population you give IUDs to. But like what we talked about, okay, we had discussed that maybe these kids don't know how to take birth control. And that's why the over-the-counter plan B has now been suggested by the judge, right? The federal judge who has now told the FDA to get their act together and put plan B over-the-counter with no age restriction. Maybe us handing a pack of birth control with 28 pills of different colors just isn't sticking with these girls, and they just can't figure out how to take them regularly, same time each day. It's just too difficult. Now, of course, if it's too difficult to take the birth control pill, you really shouldn't be having sex, but these kids aren't stopping. You know, one of my patients is in her 30s, and she's about to be a grandmother. Her 18-year-old got pregnant by her boyfriend. And, you know, she's excited, but, you know, she said, look, I sat both of them down and I told them, no sex. And I mean, I'm like, good for you, Mom. I mean, good for you for trying. But they don't listen. You think they're going to listen to a mother? You think they're going to listen to a radio host doctor? Hell no. They're going to have sex. They're going to have fun with it. That's what they want to do. But, you know, so we as the medical community are trying to figure out, well, then how do we outsmart the pregnancy that could happen to these teens that aren't using judgment? And, an IUD could possibly be an idea. My only problem is I just think it could put them at risk for pelvic inflammatory disease. That could cause scarring. It could cause infertility, and it could even cause death. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also in medical community news, we're talking about these robots and these robotic surgeries. We're using robotic surgery now for a variety of things, for hysterectomies, for gallbladders, for prostates, heart valves, to do surgery on stomachs, to do bariatric surgery to allow you to lose weight. They're even using robots to transplant organs. But the FDA is finding that there's been some freak accidents due to these robots. Now, one of the most common robots is the Da Vinci. It's a armed robot, has been used in over 400,000 or close to 400,000 surgeries last year. Its use is now just exploding. I never was able to practice or learn on a robot. It had come out after I was in training, but I know a lot of urologists use it. Many people are becoming board certified in it. And from what I understand, it's fairly safe. However, whenever something goes wrong with something new, it stands out in the media, and it causes some concern when it comes to the feds, so they want to go in and take a peek. For example, a woman who died during a 2012 hysterectomy, apparently the surgeon-controlled robot accidentally nicked a blood vessel. Chicago Bandit died in 2007 after spleen surgery. A New York man, his colon was perforated during prostate surgery. From what I understand, he lived. He's okay. Apparently, during a colorectal surgery, a robotic arm would not let go of the tissue it grasped. They had to do a total system shutdown to try to open up the graspers, and then they just decided to, I guess, do the rest of the surgery. A robot hit a patient in the face while she was lying there unconscious and intubated for a hysterectomy. And I guess the surgeon said, we're going to shut this thing down. Now, keep in mind, okay, accidents do happen already in the operating room, okay? Blood vessels are getting nicked. I don't think any surgeons are smacking you in the face. But are robotic surgeries more dangerous than regular surgeries? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I really tried to kind of mix this stuff up because there were so many sex stories and condom stories, etc. But I know many of you are very interested in this latest study. It's size matters. Okay, we're talking size does matter to women when choosing a male partner. And as you guess, it was a study about penises. I really wish there was some more juicy above the waist medical topics today, but it all seems to be below the waist. I guess women rate, this is according to Fox News, men with larger penises more attractive. Okay, but I guess it, once you get too big, it's too big. They say large penises give tall men a bigger attractiveness boost than shorter men. The study suggests that women's preferences for bigger penises could explain why human males have relatively big genitals for their body size. I just think if you keep messing with it, it grows. That's what I always thought. They say studies on women's preferences for penis size have been mixed. I don't know why that topic is continually studied, but this is what people want to know. I mean, I'd love to see a cancer vaccine. I'd love to see some more Alzheimer's research, but I guess it's more fun to look at this. Some researchers. So these studies have been mixed, with some suggesting that women who frequently orgasm are the pickiest. Perhaps because penis size matters for what sort of stimulation, men usually are more concerned about size than women, according to a 2007 review from the British Journal of Urology International. That's an article. It's a journal. British Journal of Urology International. Not really too sure what the cover pictures look like. Okay, but these studies had relied in the past on questionnaires. Okay, so what is this? Well, these researchers, led by Michael Genoins of Australian National University, showed 105 young Australian women life-size computer-generated figures of nude men. So they were kind of looking at computer-generated porn. Got it. Varying the figure's flaccid penis size, height, and shoulder-to-hip ratio. Height and shoulder-to-hip ratio have previously also been shown as factors that women use to judge attractiveness. The computer simulations varied penis width in sync with length so that all penises were proportional. Oh, so they were really shooting for the accuracy here. The results revealed that women prefer taller men as well as high shoulder-to-hip ratios, meaning the shoulders are wider than the hip. You know, the men having that whole, you know, kind of like a bodybuilder build. Shoulder-to-hip ratio was a major determination of attractiveness. Accounted for 76% of the variation in hot or not ratings. I just can't believe the scientific acumen in this. Now, the effect, they said, was less extreme. Women also preferred larger penises up to at least 5.1 inches, which is 13 centimeters flaccid, which was the largest computer-rated generated penis in the study. I guess they must have only used a screen. Why was that the biggest one used? Is it because the screen size was only a 12-inch monitor? Beyond 2.99 inches, however, the additional attractiveness per extra length started to decline. Okay? So, where do we go from here? I don't know. All right. So, okay. We had discussed this years ago on my show, and I've talked to you about this study, where it was men who were medium large, did the best with women. Then those who were large, and then those who were small. All right? Because women, you know, this is a study where they just looked. Okay? But when you ask women, all right, and if you, I mean, you may want to survey gynecologists because they're the ones that actually talk to women. When women come in saying the sex hurt, okay, we ask why and we investigate why. Is it because your bladder, you know, is a weak bladder? Is it the uterus is falling? Is it because you have any fistulas? Is it because of atrophy or thinning of the skin? And many people say he's too big. You get that all the time in the gynecology office. I'm a family doctor. I do gynecology, but I'm not a gynecologist. But you get that all the time. He's too big. He's too big for me. So we evaluate. We make sure that there's nothing wrong, that there's nothing anatomically wrong. And you just have some men that are too big. And this whole Cinderella story of finding the shoe that fits may also have to extend to penises. They say the findings of this study might help explain why humans have remarkably large genitalia given their average body size. Wait, don't bulls and gorillas have big genitalia? I don't know. They say male humans outgun any other primate species. Oh, here we go. We're talking about gorillas right now. For example, male gorillas can weigh as much as 400 pounds, but their erect penis length is only 1.5 inches. You know what, though? But maybe also they don't do all the different positions that humans do. You know, maybe we evolved because there's all this wraparound, reverse cowgirl, loop-de-loop, crisscross applesauce type of positions people do. That's my guess, and gorillas just do it. Their erect penis is only 1.5 inches, whereas human males weigh half of what gorillas do, but their penis could be up to 6.5 inches. I didn't know gorillas were that much smaller. So now evolutionary biologists are weighing in. Evolutionary biologists theorize that large human penises might help remove sperm from competing males during sex. And in an era before clothing, women may have been drawn to mating with men whose genitalia caught their eye. Men with larger penises then may have passed on their genes more readily, resulting in the larger genital traits. So basically, in the olden days, you had smaller size, normal size, super size. And if the woman looked at the super size, wanted the super size, then they were, I guess, more inclined to then propagate supersized babies. And that's how it happened, okay? But, you know, I know many of you have been, you know, looking into these extenders, these over-the-counter supplements, or these mail-order supplements that help increase size. No, guys, these don't work. And some of them can be dangerous, okay? Whatever the size you have is your size. Yes, I'm sure there's some surgical cosmetic procedure you could do, but I don't know if it's worth it. Okay, there's a lot of things you could do to pleasure your partner, and it doesn't always have to deal with length and girth. And if that's what your partner wants, gets a new partner. It's all about the whole Cinderella effect, and you just got to find the right fit for you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many people, unfortunately, get the diagnosis of melanoma. And when you get melanoma, which is the deadliest form of skin cancer, I mean, it kills close to 10,000 Americans each year. You would think that a melanoma survivor would be so scared of the sun and they would cover themselves up and protect themselves. No, it looks like many people, okay, many melanoma survivors still go out and tan. They don't use sun protection. They don't use sun exposure. And some of you were kind of shocked by this study. I'm not shocked because I can't tell you how many lung cancer patients I have still smoke. I can't tell you how many heart attack patients still eat like crap. Okay? Sometimes you just can't teach an old dog new tricks. So when we come back, we're just going to quickly review melanoma. And, you know, what is it about the psychology of people when something bad happens to them? Do they just go the opposite? You know, do they overcompensate? Because, you know, here they are, you know, being given a cancer diagnosis. I couldn't even imagine. I mean, twice I got near cancer diagnoses and I had to go through the surgery and I was thinking my life was over and it was scary stuff. So, you know, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's the idea of, you know, I'm going to live the rest of my life. And then we're going to talk about spelling bees and see how good we all do. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
In the U.S. U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, CBS News offers a little bit of a photo quiz on melanoma. Is it skin cancer? Is it not? Not that that's how we should diagnose melanoma, but it is a great, these little quizzes that they give you online, right? Is it skin cancer? Is it not? Why don't you take them? Just for fun, because I have to credit so many of you guys with finding your partner's skin cancer. I can't tell you how many people will come and say, yeah, I'm a melanoma survivor, or I had skin cancer, squamous cell carcinoma, and I'm like, what did it look like? You know, how did it look? And they say, I thought it was just a freckle. My wife thought it was funny. I didn't think so. Or my wife looked on my back. You know, we always tell our spouses to do mole patrol, right? Or your boyfriends or girlfriends to do mole patrol because you can't see your own back. So how do you know if you have a mole that's changing or not? So you need to do mole patrol. Now, some of you say, well, you know, my doctor looks at me once a year. That's not good enough. A doctor looking at you once a year, how do they know if a mole is changing? Now, yes, if you have a big, nasty-looking melanoma, okay, I mean, you know, we talked about the ABCDEs. A is asymmetry, not very symmetrical because melanomas are chaotic. B, an abnormal border. C, if there's multiple colors to it. D is if the diameter is bigger than a centimeter or a pencil eraser. And then E, if it starts to elevate. So, I mean, if you have an ABCDE mole, yeah, that'll stand out. But what about one that's just starting to change? Remember, you don't want to get melanoma and find it once it's already big and nasty and deep. All right, so make sure your spouse is mole patrol. We've talked about the ABCDEs a lot on the show, but take some of these little tests. I'm going to do it after the show today because I just love dermatology and I want to make sure I get them all 100% correct. Now, remember, you know, you could have deadly skin cancers that aren't melanoma. Squamous cell carcinoma could be pretty bad too. So any mole that's changing, anything that just kind of, you know, tips off your spidey sense, get that checked out. So the study saying 25% of you that get diagnosed with melanoma don't go and protect yourself against future melanomas. It is a little shocking, okay? You know, just because you got, you know, cancer once doesn't mean, all right, well, that's your one, you battled it, you're good, you're in the clear. But, you know, being, you know, the family doctor that I am, I can understand the psychology behind it, okay? I can understand you still want to live your life or old habits are hard to break. Okay? You know, people more at risk for melanoma is if you've had a family member with melanoma, if you're light-skinned, having a lot of freckles, if you have moles. Okay? Some of you are like, you know, I just have moles, but I tan. Some of those moles could change or you could get a new mole. You know, when I see somebody who's very moley, I do get a little nervous because some of my very moley patients have had melanoma. So my recommendation is have a dermatologist take a peek at you. You know, do a every 6 month or every year skin cancer screen. Why not? Have them take a look. That's what they do. Now, me as a family doctor, since I love dermatology, I could do that all day. The problem is I don't have time to do that all day. So I can't, you know, I mean, you know, if I see a mole that looks abnormal, I mean, and I want to stop and biopsy it, I have 4 or 5 patients waiting for their diabetes, et cetera. I probably should have been a dermatologist. I really love dermatology. All right. So how do you prevent melanoma skin cancer? Well, if it's genetic, it could be hard. All right. And remember, you could be getting a melanoma on the underside of your tush where the sun don't shine. Melanoma doesn't always have to occur in sun-exposed places. So get a mirror down there and take a peek. But when you can, wear a shirt. You know, when I go out to the pool, I usually wear a shirt. One is, you know, I don't want to, you know, blow everybody away with, you know, my sexiness. You know, but B, I'm then covered. A lot of you don't like to slather on sunscreen. And we always tell you to do that. We tell you to slop on the sunscreen. Well, some of you are like, well, but there's chemicals and perfumes. Well, then wear water shirts. We call them water shirts, right? You know, wear longer trunks. You know, have more of your skin covered so then you could put on less sunscreen on the exposed areas. Don't forget the hat. I am scared to death of a melanoma on my scalp. You know, and I pray that my hairdresser looks. For those of you who have somebody cut their hair, a barber, hairdresser, stylist, ask them to look. And I really implore, I beg any hair salon school to do a review of abnormal moles with your hairdressers. Or teach your hairdressers that if there is a mole on the head, any mole, you don't have to diagnose it, to tell your client to go and get it checked out, okay? Because you could be saving a life. No, my husband doesn't look at the top of my head. I don't. But if you are going to have a spouse do mole patrol, have them make sure they look at the top of their head. Many of you guys are forgetting your sunglasses. Sunglasses also protect the sensitive skin around the eyes. It's not just for eyes. Okay, know your UV index. Know that if you live in Florida, you're going to have some pretty heavy sun exposure as compared or some more deep UV rays than if you lived up in Washington. All right, we talked about the hats, sunglasses, all that good stuff. Okay, don't forget to protect children, etc. All right, can we move on to Spelling Bee? I guess now the Scripps National Spelling Bee has announced a major change to their format, adding multiple choice vocabulary tests to the annual competition that'll crown the winner of the Spelling Bee. You now need to know the vocabulary. They said the purpose of Spelling Bees was to improve spelling and broaden their knowledge of the language. So, for example, one of the questions could be this. Something described as refulgent is A, tending to move towards one point, B, demanding immediate action, C, rising from an inferior state, or D, giving out a bright light. Something described as refulgent. I couldn't even spell the sucker. I guess the answer was D. It's giving out a bright light. So I guess you do the onstage rounds just like a normal spelling bee, and then they have these vocabulary tests done in private rooms. These will not be a part of the television broadcast. Good, that would be boring to see somebody, you know, do the abacabba, right? You know how we used to do that, do abacabba? Now, this year's spelling bee takes place May 28th to the 30th. So they have only, what, 6 weeks to know the meaning of these words? I don't know how you guys do it. I would be, you know, for me, I was a straight A student. I was one of those kind of super nerds, but I couldn't spell. I still can't spell. So doing spelling bees were hard. I missed separate. I did S-E-P-E-R instead of S-E-P-A-R. And I forgot the other word I missed. They were kind of easy words. Okay, so here's some sample examples, okay? What is the purpose of defibrillation? Is it removing fibrous matter from vegetables, removing bodily hair, restoring the rhythm of the heart, reducing a fever using medication? That was an easy one, okay? What about this one? It's restoring the rhythm of the heart. What does it mean to be intestate? Not interstate, intestate. Does it mean to be under strenuous circumstances? Be without a valid will, be in the middle of a test in school, be in possession of a large amount of money. Oh, I got to look up that answer. I have all these questions here. B, the answer was B. Hold on a second. Let me go all the way back up. B was be without a valid will. I was going to say that. What does it mean to appertain? Does it mean you need to say excuse me afterwards? Now, you know what? I don't even want to go into it. There's got to be something. Let me see. Oh, onomatopoeia. What is the example? What is an example of onomatopoeia? Chrome, novella, haiku, or buzz? The answer would be buzz, because I think there's like a long sound. So anyway, I think a lot of us would probably fail on this, you know. But I got to tell you something really quickly. I prepare for my shows. I know it doesn't sound like I do, but I prepare for my shows about an hour or two the night before and then a couple hours the morning of. And I can't tell you how many misspelled words I see. There was an article that had the word practice in there. And they spelled practice, P-R-A-C-T-I-S-E. There are misspellings. There are grammatical errors. I am noticing so much more these days. And it's driving me crazy. Maybe we don't know how to spell. Maybe we don't know meanings of words. All right, guys, don't go away. We are going to be talking about all the oil we're getting from our potato chips. Pretty nasty stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.